You have four records in the world of mass. Gaudete et Sunday. So today, on this Gaudete Sunday, we are asked to rejoice. The rose vestments, they are not pink, they are rose. The rose vestments, flowers on the altar, organ music, all points to the joy that is at the heart of the anticipation of Christmas. Is it appropriate to rejoice amidst a world that is filled with war and suffering? The world that seems more and more tired and abrupt to the point where many people believe that there is no point. Saint Paul commands us to rejoice always. How is it possible to rejoice if we just don't feel like rejoicing? If the goal of our life is merely on our passing emotions, our feelings, and external circumstances, it is impossible to rejoice always. But the rejoicing that St. Paul commands us is born of big faith, of big love, and hope of eternal life. This type of joy is not dependent on the state of our health, the economy, nor the experience of any sort of loss. Absolutely, we ought to rejoice, and we know that even the angels singing Gloria in Excelsis Deo during the midnight, the Christmas night, are proclaiming joyfully the birth of Jesus, the birth of a child, Savior of humanity. But also these angels see in the wood of the manger the wood of the cross. The angels of Bethlehem are the same than the angels of Bethlehem. This is why the French we are allowed to rejoice always. Our joy is not a mental issue. Our joy is not the denial of the trial of the world. Our joy is absolutely legitimate and appropriate, and it lifts up the world to a supernatural level. Are we able to rejoice always, and not just when things are going well for us? The joy of Gaudete Sunday is much more than optimism or positive thinking. It is rooted in the promises of Christ, who does not promise us ultimate happiness in this life, but in the next. Dear friends, St. John the Baptist in our Gospel today reveals to us that he was called to give testimony to the light. We who have been baptized into Christ are also called to be a light which shines in the darkness, and to rejoice no matter what our external circumstances are. In fact, darker the world becomes, the more the world is in need of the light. In a few days, we are going to celebrate the incarnation of the Son of God, who made himself flesh. During that event, even if you are busy, try to think of this truth, the mystery of incarnation. God made flesh. The incarnation, Jesus, true God and true man, makes our religion totally different than other religions. God has a face, Jesus' face. It is why nowadays the force of the evil fights so strongly against human life. Think of it, every conception of a new human life reminds the devil that he is defeated. Every conception of a human life reminds him that conception of Jesus in the womb of his Blessed Mother. Every conception of a human life reminds him that mothers raise future faces. This is the reason why the devil hates humanity and does not cease to battle against the human life. So, dear friends, don't be afraid to give witness to the truth about the sanctity of human life. And here we are blessed because we have many beautiful examples of beautiful families shining in the darker. The right to life is the most basic human and civil right that we have. Don't be afraid to be a voice for unborn children. They have no home but ours. Don't be afraid to proclaim the truth that the family is the foundation of society and that marriage consists of a man and a woman who are committed to one another for life and open to the transmission of life. The more it's denied, the more we need to affirm this truth. Don't be afraid, dear parents, to challenge young people to be changed. Some may not listen, many won't listen to you, but others will. You will be helping them to find true happiness and avoid spiritual, physical, and emotional pain. Like Saint John the Baptist, we need to be a voice in the desert, preparing a straight path for the world. Then, rejoice always, even when the power of the world, the power of the future of death, or personal problems seem overwhelming. Because it will not always be so. God will have the last say. Our hope is rooted in Christ, proved by the fact that a resurrection has defeated forever the power of death and given us hope of eternal life, and hope too that justice, love, and forgiveness will ultimately prevail. Amen. In the name of the Father,